Second. And you know Triple H will be fourth on the cover. Top, so he'll be, you know, third from the top. Or, I don't know how they're going to do it, if they're going to have Batista, Cena, then the Hell in a Cell.
You think they'll do that? Because I know the Hell in a Cell is going to be the last match. So,
well,
I got a feeling.
Not a feeling, it's definitely, it will be. It will be.
So,
yeah, no doubt.
Then they went to Finley and Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle going against Armando Estrada.
Well, it was just Finley with Swag.
Swag?
Yeah, Swag. Match three. Finley with Swag. Not team.
Finley with Swag.
It sounded like he was talking about teams.
Two or 3 minutes in, Mike Knox shows up at the top of the ramp and just stares at the match. I guess scouting, if you will, or whatever, trying to see if he has his toughness back. How about this? One thing, not to get off subject, but one thing I wanted to tell you was, did Matt Striker seem a little less heel to you? Or was it just me when he color analyzes or anything? You know, he doesn't seem like a heel.
Not over the top. Yeah. He even acknowledged, you know, with the whole arrogant person comment, and then Grisham said something, and he had a look on his face like, what? Who, me? So, man.
He was putting Finley and Hornswoggle over.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, he's more king-like than JBL. He could be either or, but I guess for now, at least, he's going to be, you know, he'll take his digs here and there. He'll be a wrestling nerd. But for now, he's not going to go over the top being a jerk. It's an announcer. It's a new spot. He kind of want to behave, hopefully, maybe try to get a job. Not that they want to bring that to TV, bring that to a storyline. Like, that's the reason. Like, why isn't he acting like an asshole anymore?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing I was, like, thinking. What do you think about him calling the Celtic Cross the real name? What do you think about that?
Fusion, yeah, I was going to bring that up. Good. I mean, the match was the match. It was the, you know.
It was whatever.
Squash match. They probably let Strider get in a little too much offense for my liking. Just let Finley destroy him.
Well, the match is too long. Well, I guess they had to put over the Mike Knox aspect, I guess.
Right. And but yeah, Emerald Fusion. And the only reason we probably know the name of that is because SmackDown, the game.
SmackDown, the video game. And I was just, and again, he is what? A wrestling nerd. So.
Oh, yeah. You think he knows from the game or because he's a wrestler? And he knows from
I guess because he's a wrestler. Yeah, but regardless, he's a wrestling nerd just to bring that, you know, just to bring that up, you know, for somebody like, you know, whoever wouldn't have heard that, you know, it was just kind of refreshing to hear the Emerald Fusion. That's all.
Yeah. I didn't know the Celtic Cross, know the name of the Celtic Cross. But then after the win, who's that little redheaded kid? Who was he? What did he?
I didn't know if that was, I just thought that's what they're going to start doing every week now.
Right. It's like the Rikishi and Too Cool thing, it was just Rikishi when he would bring people in, they would do that.
Yeah.
Dance, and then the fireworks would go off. So yeah, so now we got
They did, but ironically, they did get the most Irish-looking-ish kid.
Yeah, it's redhead, yeah. Damn, a little, you know, 5-6-year-old or something.
Not to be stereotypical, but he was the most Irish-looking kid that they could find.
That was absolutely the point.
Yeah. It's like they planned it again.
You get some Puerto Rican kid.
You get a black kid. Get a Nigerian kid there. And hear me. Let him dance. What's up with that? But anyway.
A million here, a million there. Nigerian.
Nigerian here. Then we...
Go back fish. Get me a Ricky O'Dowd.
Oh, God, I need me one of those. I'm sorry, I'm telling everybody right now, if you ain't down with Ricky O and the towel, you ain't down with nothing, brother.
My top two WWE Shop Zone list items is Braden Marker triple disc set, and with the exclusive uncut Matt Hardy backstage interaction, and my Ricky O undefeated towel.
I'm looking at the computer right now. Did you know on Shop Zone it's saying that you can get Braden Walker's signed singlet for $20 extra It's called the special deluxe package. I need me one of those. I need me a singlet.
You ain't gonna get the whole outfit. You get a little piece of it on like a trading card.
They can put the fucking arm strap on me and said that'll be my job. But
so the, after the kid dances the Irish jig, we go to commercial and we come back with Eddie and Ricky O pushing his Irish jig, pushing his Ricky O towel. Ricky O really O'Reilly.
Yeah, I've been there 3 weeks.
Like, you know,
he's worried about merchandise.
Yo, he needs an action figure, just like Hawkins and Ryder. They tag champs. Get him. They got ringtones. Where Ricky O's at? Where Ricky Ortiz?
Ringtone. Well, if he didn't suck so bad, maybe he would have a damn ringtone. Not to mention, brother,